Investigators say a faulty heater may have caused a weekend fire that killed 8 inmates at a small-town North Carolina jail. The inmates died in their cells because jailers couldn't fight their way through the smoke to unlock the doors. The 46-year-old building in Bakersville, North Carolina, lacked modern fire safety equipment. And experts say many other jails across the country have similar deficiencies. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In a town of just 350 people, the Bakersville fire affected almost everyone. Though the victims all were inmates in the Mitchell County Jail, residents stressed they also were neighbors and friends. One was serving a 3-day sentence for driving while impaired, another a 60-day sentence for violating probation. Yesterday, Kristen Duncan stopped outside the damaged building to leave a bouquet of flowers. She says she knew all 8 men who died.
Everybody's just shocked and really sad. You go by here and you look up here and you just think how horrible it was. And just because they were up here in jail didn't mean they deserved to be in there, you know, and die that way.
State agents continue to investigate the fire, which they believe was sparked by a malfunctioning heater in a storage room. As the 2-story building quickly filled with smoke, the lone guard on duty managed to free 8 inmates. But county spokesman Mark Broadway says the guard could not reach 8 others who were locked in their cells.
She had made an attempt to get up the steps. Smoke was just too heavy. She couldn't do it. Made an attempt to get lower level. Couldn't do it. There was 7 inmates upstairs. Could not get to them. Smoke was terrible.
Investigators say the Mitchell County Jail lacked a safety device that may have saved the victims' lives. Electronic locks that would have let the guard open all the cell doors from a central location. Those devices are standard in new jails, but the Bakersville facility, built in 1956, still used conventional locks that had to be opened one at a time by hand. Safety advocates say many older jails have mechanical locks, as well as other design flaws that could prove deadly in an emergency. Carrie Hamill inspects jails for North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services.
Most of the jails that I have been seeing throughout the year have major emergency evacuation problems. You don't have sprinklers, you don't have staff located permanently on each of the floors. You may still be working with lock and key, literally, and you are really at risk when you don't have easy access to open a cell.
Throughout the nation, hundreds of outdated jails remain in use. Last month, a government report in Indiana declared several jails there unsafe, including one with exposed wiring and no exit lights. In Passaic County, New Jersey, the sheriff has called his own jail a fire trap, while in Alabama last year, a judge said conditions at one county facility resembled a slave ship. People who operate the nation's jails concede many are hazardous, but Steve Ingley of the American Jail Association says there's little money or public support for improvements.
In a lot of communities, and especially smaller communities that have a very small tax base, I mean, dollars are scarce, and if you just think about it, and you put a bond issue up for the building of a new jail and put a bond issue up next to that for the building of a new school, who's going to win? It's going to be the school.
Indeed, in Mitchell County, leaders have discussed building a new jail for the past 5 years, but they held off because of the $10 million price. Now, with 8 people dead, the discussions will begin again, this time with a new sense of urgency. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.